trouble on my mind. I'm feeling low. I long to find some peaceful place to go. Who gives me sympathy? Who's always good to me? Nobody but you.
Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 88. It seems my Deliberation at Pioneer Square. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the 26th day of the third month. Dear Dan, as I have been writing these letters to you, I have chosen to avoid things that I was sure you already knew about. But the Lord desires to make an exception with this event, so that others may read it. Below is the account of what I now call the Liberation at Pioneer Square. It recounts the time that you and I met on a Sunday morning to pray an intercessory prayer of deliverance for sins, drilling down through the present to various roots of evil from the past. I remember that we operated in accordance with Scripture in Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26, in that we both brought prayers, hymns, and words. And I remember being astonished to learn the fact that two church ladies had participated the night before by renting a motel nearby and praying all night for the operation. Further, it was confirmed by the Lord to be an undercover operation by CB2, pastor at U4, who you prayed with and who said something to the effect that we would be camouflaged, and that with my having no prior knowledge of what he said, I had wrapped my boombox in a camouflage poncho, the new digital camo style, because it was drizzling rain that morning. But what really capped things off was the vacuum truck. You remember that, I am sure. At almost the end of our prayers and supplications, you had just read something about the cleansing power of the Word when suddenly we both heard a loud noise. We stopped and looked in the direction of it, and coming into view was a street sweeper truck using a loud vacuum. And just beyond the truck was a nightclub with a marquee sign that said, The Last Supper Club. I have never seen anything more remarkably choreographed than that event. Later on, I read in the paper how many Pioneer Square alleys had been cleaned up and had lighting installed. Below is a shortened version, some scriptural text omitted, of what I had written at the time in preparation for the event. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. Seattle, Washington. Pioneer Square Prayer. 6 March 2005. Grid coordinates, location, and elevation of totems. North 47 degrees, 36 minutes, 1.1 seconds. West 122 degrees, 19 minutes, 58.7 seconds. Elevation above sea level, 10 feet. On Sunday, 6 March 2005, I was led by the Spirit to go to Pioneer Square in downtown Seattle. There I stood in front of the tallest, most predominant totem and, using my GPS module, took a reading. After that, I was led to leave the square straight away, at which point I started to walk toward the waterfront, hoping for some Ivor's clam chowder. Just hard by the square is a streetcar trolley station, across from which is an old building housing a United States National Historical Park Museum dedicated to the Klondike Gold Rush. I continued to walk past the museum, but the Holy Spirit turned me around and ushered me into the facility, at which point the employee in charge stated that a free movie had just started playing and that I was welcome to go into the theater and watch. I did so and discovered that the movie playing was a documentary covering the Klondike Gold Rush of the late 1800s entitled Klondike Gold Rush, Days of Adventure, Dreams of Gold. Narrated by Hal Holbrook, one part of the movie revealed that a predominant motivation for the gold rush was greed, or the love of money. Part of the movie dealt with Dead Horse Pass, also known as White Pass. It was called that because many horses perished there. Men's hearts had become so hardened by the lust for gold that horses were sacrificed en masse to facilitate transportation of equipment and supplies for the gold miners. The winter of 1897 to 1898 saw 3,000 dead horses at White Pass. I had heard it said elsewhere that some horses even committed suicide rather than continue with the abusive treatment. Pioneer Square is known for having been a hub of stores that outfitted prospectors and would-be gold miners. As I left the theater and the museum, the Lord told me that what happened with the Klondike Gold Rush was an integral part of Pioneer Square. Thus, any prayer of deliverance for that area must needs address any grievances incurred at that time. The scriptures revealed by the grid coordinates show what the Lord is ready to do in answer to the prayers He will give to recompense for the evil done during the Klondike Gold Rush. Many spiritual doors were opened by the sins of that day, but the one most deadly is that caused by the love of money, for it is a root of all evil. The elevation simply reveals simply the Lord's desire to establish the principles of the Ten Commandments in Christ Jesus, both in the church and toward the world. The Lord indicated directly to me that this prayer will take out the high dominion of spiritual wickedness represented by the greatest totem at Pioneer Square, and that all the other subsequent rulers will fall. Therefore, we ask in the name of our most holy Father and His Son Jesus Christ to consider the supplication of the heart of your Spirit and grant mercy toward us in keeping with your will. We pray and intercede for forgiveness for the sins of the past, and especially toward your creation, which was treated so wrongly. We ask, Father, that you will close up the wound in the earth and in the soul of man. Bring healing to the descendants of the ones who pioneered the gold mining camps and towns. And we intercede for those who continue to profit from the greed of the past that led to bloodshed, and for their descendants. We ask that all things related to the Klondike Gold Rush be put at the foot of the cross and at the throne of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for doing this in answer to the prayers of your saints who have labored so diligently to keep the gospel of life alive in Seattle. Please remember them who would not give up. Please have mercy on those who did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grid coordinates, scripture references. North. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 15. Psalms chapter 36, verses 1 through 12. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. West. Psalms chapter 122, verses 1 through 9. Psalms chapter 19, verses 1 through 14. Psalms chapter 58, verses 1 through 11. West Coast Deliverance, 3 April 2005. 1. Take command authority over all these spirits within the Seattle and Tacoma City limits and along every route of travel between the two cities. A. Principalities. B. Powers. C. Rulers of the darkness of this age. D. Spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. E. Every homeless demonic spirit. 2. Order them to immediately report to the Seattle Pioneer Square within the midst of the totems and idols. 3. Ask the Lord to present himself a consuming fire within his chosen vessel. 4. Give your warring angel instruction to begin shoveling all the chaff into the boiler. You will know what that means. 5. Stand near and witness God's overthrow of evil. Footnote. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, New King James Version. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Klondike Gold Rush Deliverance, Prayer of Obedience, 3 April 2005. Lord God, we ask in the name of our Most Holy Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, to consider the supplication of the heart of your Spirit and grant mercy toward us in keeping with your will. We pray and intercede for forgiveness for the sins of the past, and especially toward your creation, which was treated so wrongly. We ask, Father, that you will close up the wound in the earth and in the soul of man. Bring healing to the descendants of the ones who pioneered the gold mining camps and towns. And we intercede for those who profited from the greed that led to bloodshed and to their descendants. We ask that all things related to the Klondike Gold Rush be put at the foot of the cross and at the throne of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for doing this in answer to the prayers of your saints who have labored so diligently in keeping the gospel of life alive in Seattle. Please remember those who would not give up. Please have mercy on those who did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For this is the promise to give. Together forever, forever together, through all of sorrow and happiness together.
Going out at the door.